Hi, hello, and welcome to today's news podcast. I am your host, Pearson Lineker, here to present you about the recent farmers' protests throughout the state of Tamil Nadu. Why are farmers protesting against this bill? Let's examine in this podcast. Farmers from across Delta districts as well as members of employees unions protested at various places including in front of central government office in support of the farmers protesting in Delhi against the new farm laws. Farmers affiliated to both communist parties and their cadres along with leaders of farmers associations held demonstrations in Trichy. Farmers raised slogans demanding withdrawal of the three new laws.
விவசாயி உற்பத்தி பண்ற பொண்ணு எங்க வேணாலும் கொண்டு எடுத்துக்கலாம் சொல்லி இங்க விக்கிற அஞ்சு மூட பத்து மூட விளைவிக்கிறானே பஞ்சாப்ல போய் விற்க முடியும்.
The central government say that farmers can sell their products wherever they want. But the fact is that small farmers in Tamil Nadu will not be able to sell their products in Punjab because farmers want immediate relief from their debt and therefore they seek only local markets to sell their harvest. Trading methods of big corporates will be an absolute catastrophe. Suppose if the government stops fixing the minimum support price and handovers the decision to the corporates, then if the corporates asks us to sell the products for rupees 15, then we will not be able to bargain with them. So the new agricultural reform laws of the central government are actually aimed at destroying the agriculture. In Tamil Nadu, several protests have followed the farmers' struggle in Delhi, particularly because the state government has backed up the new farm laws in parliament. This received widespread protest from all the opposition parties in the state of Tamil Nadu. The farmers' union and trade union in the state have organized statewide protests in which many organizations have participated in it. There is deep anger amongst the farmers against the BJP-led central government and the AIADMK-led state government.